You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Francis has met with victims of violence in eastern Congo, where fighting is ongoing. He listened in silence to first-hand testimonies of the atrocities some have endured. Among the victims was Ladislas Kambele Kombi.
Je suis le deuxième de ma famille.
I am the second in my family. My older brother was killed in circumstances that we still do not know. My father was killed in my presence, in Angwi, near Kikungu, Beni territory, by men in training pants and military shirts. From my hiding place, I followed how they cut him into pieces. Then his severed head was placed in a basket. Finally, they left with Mum. They kidnapped her. We remained orphans, me and my two little sisters. Mum never came home. We don't know what they did with her.
At the end of his speech, Mr. Kombi placed a machete, similar to that which killed his father, at the feet of Pope Francis.
This is why I place in front of the cross of Christ the Victor a machete identical to the one that killed my father.
Pope Francis condemned what he says is greed-driven violence and exploitation in the Congo and across Africa.
The poison of greed has smeared its diamonds with blood. This is a tragedy to which the economically more advanced world often closes its eyes, ears and mouth. Yet this country and this continent deserve to be respected and listened to. They deserve to find space and receive attention. Hands off the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Hands off Africa. Stop choking Africa. It is not a mine to be stripped or a terrain to be plundered. May Africa be the protagonist of its own destiny.
The Pope sent a message to victims of sexual violence, telling them he endured their pain alongside them.
A voi, cari abitanti dell'est, voglio dire, vi sono vicino.
To you, dear inhabitants of the East, I want to say, I am close to you. Your tears are my tears. Your pain is my pain. To every family that grieves or is displaced by the burning of villages and other war crimes, to the survivors of sexual violence and to every injured child and adult, I say, I am with you. I want to bring you God's caress.
The Pope denounced the centuries-long exploitation of Africa by colonial powers and the Congo's neighbouring countries' interference that has led to a surge in fighting in the East.
It is in God's name that together with the victims and all those who work for peace, justice and fraternity, I condemn the armed violence, the massacres.
The Pope's visit and his discourse were welcomed by members of Congo's LGBT community. Skali Kepner, an LGBT rights activist, says he's grateful for the Pope's words.
La RDC n'est pas un pays qui criminalise les personnes LGBT.
The DRC isn't a country that criminalises LGBT people. It is one of the countries in Africa, neutral countries, which do not pronounce on the issue, but the Congolese population is predominantly Christian and in the Christian prejudice, LGBT people are often stigmatised. And when a representative of Christianity and Catholicism has words that push for inclusion, for acceptance, it is something that is encouraging. And that's why I'm particularly grateful for those words.
He says the LGBT community in Congo face multiple layers of discrimination.
In Kinshasa, in particular, the debate on the issue is already taking place and it is quite easy to find people who aren't discriminated, but since the population already has a negative thought about LGBT people, this means that in practice, LGBT people are victims of several kinds of stigmatization. They can be discriminated against in hiring, for example. When it comes to looking for housing, the owner of a home can refuse to sign a lease agreement because the person is gay. They may have difficulties in accessing health care.
Eastern Congo has experienced brutal violence since the early 1990s as rebels and militias vie for control of the mineral-rich territory. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.